This is 7AD. Now, there is a GoFundMe page that's been set up to help out Devonport mum, wife, daughter, sister, and friend to many, Karen Clark, who's going through, to say the least, a very tough time in hospital in Hobart at the moment. Now, Kim MacArthur is Karen's sister. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So, Karen's problem. So, she has what's called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And unfortunately, the surgeon told us late on Sunday that it's the worst case that he has ever seen. She's suffered multiple strokes and has multiple blood clots in her brain. They've done two catheter-directed brain surgeries to remove some of those clots, but she still has quite a few blood clots in her brain and obviously a lot of risk factors still remaining.
How long has she been in hospital?
She had a critical care team fly up to Burnie from Hobart and pick her up last week Wednesday night, and they flew her to Hobart, pretty much went straight into surgery last week Thursday morning, and she's fighting, she's battling. It's a huge shock to our family and just, you know, devastating for all of us.
She had an MRI on the weekend?
She had an MRI on the weekend, on Saturday, and that showed that there was no further swelling, but the swelling had not reduced, and it also showed that there was definitely increased blood flow since the surgeries. So that is a win, but it also showed that there were quite a few clots remaining. So they made the decision to, from Saturday until now, they've just been treating her with blood-thinning injections while she's in an induced coma and she's on a breathing tube, just to keep her as still and sedated as possible. And they're going to do another MRI to determine whether the blood thinners have done the job of reducing those remaining clots or whether or not she has to have more surgery, which obviously as a family is petrifying, and we're just hoping that her MRI results are good today.
Yeah. She's also pregnant.
She is. Just an additional layer of, you know, fear and trauma for our family. She's just such a beautiful mum to her 7-year-old daughter, and she's had a really long battle to have a second child, and they've finally gotten pregnant with, after an IVF journey, and she's 10 weeks pregnant with their IVF baby. And so this is really the last thing that we expected, and she's had headaches and things for quite a number of weeks. And we just, you know, put that down to first trimester pregnancy, but obviously that wasn't the case. And here we are now. She's now in ICU on, you know, critical care support with, you know, 10 weeks pregnant.
So her daughter Harper, you said, was 7. Does she understand what's going on?
She knows what's going on. It's very difficult when you're in these circumstances. She wants to be here. She wants to be with her mum. She wants to be around it. It's obviously very difficult to, you know, hide those details from her. But she, being an only child, she's quite mature and intelligent, and she is being very, very brave. Like, she's being so brave. And obviously we're being very, very positive and supportive and encouraging. And, you know, Karen is one of 6 daughters, so all 5 of us other girls, her sisters, we have all just abandoned our own lives, businesses, work, families, and we've all been in Hobart with Harper the last 6-7 days to make sure that Harper is okay. And you know what, we're stronger together. She's much better than what she would probably otherwise be, because we are her 5 bonus mummies, and we're just looking after her.
And also, she can actually go and see her mum, right?
Yeah, she can actually go and see her mum. So from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock every afternoon, you know, we're allowed to have 2 people at a time to pop in. So we're all rotating, and, you know, whenever, you know, 2 adults are allowed in, but Harper's always allowed in. So anytime any of the adults go in, she can pop in for a few minutes and pop out. There's always more family members out in the waiting room to obviously be with her out there, or to take her for a walk, or, you know, she can pop in and see her mum during the afternoon, and of a morning and an evening we're just trying to keep her happy and occupied, and she's so brave. We are so proud of her.
Yeah. So Karen's husband, Dion, so, you know, all this costs money. It costs a lot of money to travel, a lot of money for food and accommodation while all this is happening. And, you know, money's the last thing that people should have to worry about in situations like this. So you've started the GoFundMe page, and your goal is about $25,000. Hopefully you get heaps more than that. And so far, I just had a look, it's about $17,500 after only 3 or 4 days.
It is a testament to how much people love Karen. Funny, hilarious, vibrant, cheeky, like just engaging. She just everywhere she goes, she collects friends and people, like they are just drawn to her because she's just such a fun person to be around. Like, and so many people in Devonport would know her. The most beautiful, beautiful person, and she would do anything for anybody. She's actually a community and disability support care worker. This is what she does every day. She goes into people's homes and she looks after their physical and mental and emotional needs in their home for people who need support. Like, that's what she does, and it feels so difficult to comprehend that she is now going to be in that position and need that care and support. And we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that people would want to support her. So we've just tried to set aside those feelings of, you know, there's no shame in asking for help. You know, she would help people.
Well, this is exactly what GoFundMe is supposed to do in the first place, is to help out people like Karen and her family, Dion and Little Harper. All right, so let me get the GoFundMe page correct. So it's We've Got Your Back, Kazza, K-A-Z-Z-A. Yeah. We've Got Your Back, Kazza, GoFundMe. So search that out, yeah?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much for your support and talking to me today.
No, you're very welcome. And well, I got the email and I thought, well, I've got to talk to Kim about this because, you know, someone in our community needs a bit of help and the family needs help. So, you know, we've got to do as much as possible to publicise it. All right, so once again, We've Got Your Back, Kazza, on GoFundMe. Thanks a lot, Kim, and check back in a few days and see how she's going and see if there's any progress, yeah?
Thank you so much. That would be great.